This is 10 Minutes or Less, a weekly-ish podcast of the local church. I'm Brent Levy. I blinked, and just like that, it's almost Christmas. I don't know about you, but for me, it seems that the world has really quickened its pace even more these last couple of weeks. At the local church, it's been a week of celebration and revelry. On Sunday, we celebrated with joy and thanksgiving, and by water and the Spirit, the baptisms of Lila and Simon and Fiona, welcoming them into the family of God. And then on Monday night, we sang and danced and poked holes in the darkness of Advent at beer and carols at House of Hops. It was so much fun, and we're so grateful for the support of House of Hops and The Root Cellar and Nationwide Seagroves and WCHL too. It was a whole lot of fun. But as the week has continued, I feel the weight of this season. Looking at all that is done, overwhelmed by all that is left undone. And for me, there are so many things now that, for the sake of time, I've pushed into January, thinking that then I'll have more time. So many things that, as I take a look at how my 2019 begins, I'm already exhausted. And often, when I'm overloaded or feel like I have too much going on or running from one thing to the next, the little margin that I've allowed myself begins to take its toll. Not just on my soul, but it also affects my relationships and the way I live and move in the world. So I called my friend Dana. Dana was with us a few weeks ago at the speakeasy, Dana Trent, and I said, Dana, can you lead me, can you lead us in a meditation for our podcast? Because she's amazing, she said yes. So friends, here is Dana to lead us, to lead you, to lead me in what's called a loving kindness meditation. When the world is piling up, I often say, I need a minute. So may this be the minute, or five, that your soul needs in these final days of Advent.
Thank you so much, friends, for tuning in and listening to the podcast today. We're going to be talking about an Advent meditation. And as you know, Advent is this liturgical season of hope, peace, joy, and love. Advent is a time of stillness and quiet. It's the in-between time where God meets us exactly where we are, even though we are not yet where we want to be, but we're no longer where we were. And in this waiting, silence and stillness are so important, but they are often overlooked necessities for renewing our Christian rituals and spiritual practice. And so I invite us in this Advent time to ground ourselves in contemplation, ground ourselves in the gospel values of love. It's loving our neighbor, loving ourselves, and most importantly, loving our enemies. This is all based on Jesus' example in the Gospel of Matthew. On the dark winter days ahead, I invite you to sit in silence. Listen to this loving kindness meditation. Repeat it, use it as often as you need it, and embody the gospel ethos. I invite you to ground your feet, roll your shoulders back and down, inhale through the nose, and exhale through the mouth. Continue breathing deeply until your breath becomes slow, deep, and steady. And as you breathe, I invite you to repeat to yourself, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be at peace. May I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be at peace. May I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be at peace. And now with your eyes closed, I invite you to visualize your neighbor, a loved one, someone for whom you care deeply, and repeat these words. May my neighbor be safe. May my neighbor be happy. May my neighbor be healthy. May my neighbor be at peace. May my neighbor be safe. May my neighbor be happy. May my neighbor be healthy. May my neighbor be at peace. And now I invite you to visualize someone who frustrates you. It's so difficult to love our enemies, but we are commanded by Jesus to love and embrace our enemies. Visualize that person and repeat after me. May my enemy be safe. May my enemy be happy. May my enemy be healthy. May my enemy be at peace. May my enemy be safe. May my enemy be happy. May my enemy be healthy. May my enemy be at peace. May my enemy be safe. May my enemy be happy. May my enemy be healthy. May my enemy be at peace. And friends, now that you have filled yourself with God's love, you've extended it to yourself, kindness and care. You've offered it to your neighbor and your enemy. I invite you to extend loving kindness to all of God's creation. May all of God's creation be safe. May all of God's creation be happy. May all of God's creation be healthy. May all of God's creation be at peace. May all of God's creation be safe. May all of God's creation be happy. May all of God's creation be healthy. May all of God's creation be at peace. May all of God's creation be safe. May all of God's creation be happy. May all of God's creation be healthy. May all of God's creation be at peace. I invite you to take a deep breath as you come back to awareness. Roll your shoulders back and down. Open your eyes and give thanks for this Advent space for loving kindness meditation. Amen.
I needed that. For more from Dana, we'll have the recording from the Speakeasy up very soon. And if you haven't already, go pre-order her book, One Breath at a Time, A Skeptic's Guide to Christian Meditation. It comes out on January 1st, 2019, and it is perfect for New Year's resolutions. I've read a review copy, and I think it has the potential to be a transformative book for your journeys of life and faith. We'll link to it in the show notes for you. Thanks to Dana, as always, for her presence with us and her presence on the pod. And thank you for listening. More next time in 10 minutes or less. Ten Minutes or Less is the podcast of the local church, a bold, inclusive new faith community committed to being with and for one another, our community, and the world. You'll find us in bold purple throughout Chatham County, North Carolina, but we are a new expression of Christ United Methodist Church in Chapel Hill. If you love what you hear, would you share it with others who may also need a minute? It would mean the world if you'd share it on Facebook, Twitter, or your Instagram story, text the link to a friend, wherever you're sharing stuff worth sharing these days. Ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts are a big help, too. And we can't do this without your generous support. If you believe that this podcast is making a difference in your week, in your rhythm, in your journey of life and faith, consider making a donation to help offset the cost of this podcast and invest in the work God's doing through the local church. It would mean so much. You can make a gift online. Just visit thelocalchurchpbo.org and select Give. Our own Holly Jolly Wes Frady produces the show for us. My email is in the show notes if you want to connect with me or learn more about what God's up to in our corner of creation. And we're easy to find on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram too. Just search for The Local Church or Local Church PBO, all one word. In these waning days of Advent, know you're not alone and love where you are.